not many people know how to do it, but they were interesting, I think. You've heard them.
I have. They're interesting, but you don't hear them often, you're right. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses? What do you call that?
What is that? Oh, I love to drive a pair of horses. That was the greatest thrill that I ever had on the farm, was driving two horses. And what is that pole called? Do you know?
Well, I have some choices here. It's pole, neat, N-E-A-P, neat, spear, tongue. Does it do any of those sound familiar?
Tongue would be...
Tongue of a wagon.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Shafts.
Right.
Shafts.
Okay. What is the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
Could be hoop. That could be hoop.
Well, let's see, approaching another way, you could say the parts of the wheel, you start with the inside, that is the hub, and then there are the spokes, and they fit into the wheel.
The rim.
Okay, that's right, that's the metal thing around the outside.
But they don't fit into that, the metal thing, the rim is not, the spokes go into a wooden part, and the rim is a steel thing outside the wood.
Steel thing.
Sure, it is.
That's
rim.
What it said, the steel outside the wagon wheel. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to? Or now in a buggy, the thing the traces come back to in order to hook is called the... I know I never heard of this.
Call them out and I'll tell you which one.
Single tree.
Single tree.
Single tree. Or what about whipple?
Oh, double tree.
Whipple or whipple tree. Have you heard
of
that?
Yes,
I've never heard of that. Let's see. Now on the wagon, you have two horses and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to? One of them is a single tree, so two you call...
Well, there's a double tree, but
right.
Would that be it?
Yeah, double tree, or they have here a double single tree. Okay, if a man has a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say that he was doing what in his wagon? If he had a load of wood, he'd be what?
Hauling.
Right, right. Okay, now, suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug it?
Right. Now, if you use that same word, or the principal part of the word drag, if I gave it to you in this sentence, you would say, we have what? Quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains. Would you use that same word?
Yes. Yeah, you can drag the stumps out, but they've got to be. They've got to be.
Would say what? Would you say we have drug it again, or would you say another word, another form of the word drag?
You got to get those stumps up before you can drag them. I wonder what that word is.
No, this is just dealing with the